From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tossed Popcorn is a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Sienna Jekyll.
And I'm Liana Holston.
And welcome to Tossed Popcorn, the podcast where two idiots watch every film on the The podcast where two idiots watched every film on the AFI's 100 Greatest American Movies of All Time, the very slightly less racist 10th anniversary edition, and are now choosing our own movies to watch. And also, it's the holiday season.
Whee! Happy holidays. This podcast is a safe stage for people who don't know anything about movies. Today, we're watching Barbie in the Nutcracker.
Nutcracker.
Warning, there will be spoilers about this. Not enough frames, old film.
It really is old.
Yeah.
It's old now.
2001, man.
Wow.
A Space Odyssey.
Liana, have you seen this film?
I don't think so, but let me please play you my prediction.
Oh, I am so excited.
We're not talking right. We're talking weird.
Hello, Sienna. It's Liana. I'm about to watch Barbie in the Nutcracker.
Barbie?
Oh my God. Sorry, my coffee got so much more full than I thought. Wow. I don't think I've seen this before. I think maybe I've seen one of the Barbie animated movies, but also that could have been a fever dream.
Okay.
This one might have like a very small dragon in it.
Nope.
And I predict she will do some of the dance from the ballet The Nutcracker. Oh! Is this going to be the Rat King thing? Yeah. Oh my gosh, the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies. I love that song! Okay, this is going to be great. Love you, bye.
So you seem to remember The Nutcracker.
Yeah.
Partway through.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a mouse and oh, there's dancing.
Oh, it's a ballet.
Christmas.
Oh. I did not even think about Christmas once in my prediction.
Okay, so it seems you've maybe perhaps seen it. No strong memories. There is a movie with a small dragon, right?
I've seen clips of that, I think, on TikTok or something recently. So okay. Yes, they're doing like a transformation outfit scene. And there's
definitely
a small dragon.
This movie.
No, it was not.
Well, Liana, let's listen to my prediction.
Yes, please.
For Barbie in the Nutcracker.
Hi, Liana.
Hi.
It's Sienna. I'm about to watch Barbie in the Nutcracker.
Barbie?
This was one of my favorite Christmas movies when I was a kid.
Oh.
I'm really interested to see what I have strong, deep embedded memories of that I'm not even aware of right now.
Yeah.
I remember the Christmas vibes at the beginning, like in her home, being immaculate by the Christmas tree. Oh. I also really like The Nutcracker, the ballet. I'm curious how you feel about it, but I'm excited for all the music. I'm excited for Tim Curry to be a rat, I do believe.
Yeah.
I do declare.
And then I forget if she has like a little sister, Kelly, in this. Oh, or if they're all just sort of candy people.
Yeah, well.
Okay. This was a pretty good prediction. I love you. Goodbye. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Great. Yeah, that was a pretty good
prediction. An accurate prediction and a self-assessment.
Wonderful.
That's a quarterly review.
Yeah. And this has been good work.
A performance review of yourself in real time.
While doing it. Yeah, okay. I mean, I didn't realize the movie would simply be like 1 hour long, and then what I said was mostly it.
Yep. It was beautiful. I also, this was great because earlier I was wondering how this movie got onto our list. I was really happy that it was there, but I had no clue why.
Yeah, I like this one. This is one that great. I loved as a kid, and then a few years ago I remembered it existed, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Fantastic.
Okay, you know how we asked a Christmassy question last week?
Yes.
We got to do another one.
Okay, how about favorite holiday treat?
Fuck yeah.
Maintaining eye contact through FaceTime. Well, while I said that question and immediately as you answered.
Fuck, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, that's how I felt. Favorite holiday treat?
Holiday treat, Christmas cookie, because I remember well the gingerbread eating in this one.
In the film.
Little Tommy behind the couch.
Oh, Tommy the incel. I think...
Just can't wait to hear more.
Here's my favorite treat. It's a candy cane cookie, and it was my grandmother's recipe, and I bake them not every year now, but I used to bake them every year, and it's the same type of dough, but you dye half of it red, and then you twist the dough together, and you actually form it into a candy cane shape.
Cute.
So it like properly looks like a candy cane, and then you
extremely
hit
cute.
The best part of making them, which I love doing with my mom, is you get out the hammer and you put a bunch.
Okay.
I can picture our exact family hammer from childhood. You know how everyone has their family hammer.
Yeah. Liana, darling, we're making cookies.
Get the family
Fetch the family hammer.
It's got our crest on it. Yeah. The family hammer. And you put a bunch of candy canes in a Ziploc bag and you smash them into tiny, tiny pieces.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Once the cookies are fresh out of the oven, you sprinkle the crushed candy cane on top of them. And there's a secret ingredient to the cookies that I will not be disclosing on this podcast. That's what that makes them so delicious. And that is my favorite holiday treat.
Can you tell us what it is?
I literally just said no. But I'll tell you offline.
Yes! Yes!
What's your favorite?
Did I ever give you a chocolate pillow? It's sort of the Jekyll family... favorite of the holidays.
Is that a marshmallow?
No.
I don't think so. And thank God,
pillow.
It would have stressed me out. I don't like getting things.
Sorry, what? Oh, if I'd given you one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just sort of a slightly salty sugar cookie.
Oh.
With one Hershey's chocolate piece in the middle. And then again with it. And they're just, it's simple.
That's a very standard.
So delicious.
Yeah, that's a classic. I've not heard it called a chocolate pillow, but I know exactly what you're talking
about. Despite it being standard, people are often very shocked by them. They really are. Like whenever I give them, they'll be like, what is this? What's in it? It's chocolate and sugar cookie.
Wow.
Yeah. I wonder if you've seen the same exact ones that if you're familiar with them, I wonder if they're the same like ridging and everything. Is it like ribbed on top?
I'm picturing it very much at like a church event and somebody brought them and they were homemade.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's the church thing.
I haven't
seen
them anywhere else.
Besides the church?
No, we didn't
have
them.
Do you buy them
church.
At the store or do you make them?
We make them. My grandma Jekyll would make them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just that homemade thing.
Yeah. Well, the chocolate pillow, write in if anybody's made them before.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Or if you call it something different.
Well... That's our holiday experience of the episode.
Holiday experience.
Liana, hey girl.
Hi.
We keep switching where this is in the episode, and I hope you're all enjoying
staying
on
your toes. I know, keep them
on
their toes.
Aw,
toes. We both said toes.
Toes.
Happy holidays.
Liana, we're recording this quite late because you had a gig.
Yeah, baby.
How was the gig?
I won.
Oh, I didn't know this was a competition.
Uh-huh. It was kind of a surprise to me as well. When I signed up for it, I didn't know it was going to be a competition. I try to avoid those because I find them so stressful. But I won. It was...
Hell yeah.
Like standard length. And then the MC determined like who got the biggest laughs, the top four. And then the audience did a clap off at the end. And my prize was a box of holiday biscuits.
Oh, that is lovely.
I'm so excited. I know. I saw it in the store the other day at Sainsbury's and I considered buying it. And then I was like, no. And then the universe said, you will have these biscuits.
You earned them.
Yeah.
You earned those biscuits.
I worked for those biscuits.
It may come as no surprise to all of our listeners that Liana is very good at stand-up comedy and she is making a splash in the UK across the pond.
Splashed all the way across the pond to make a splash. Well, anyway, hey girl, Sienna, how are you?
Good.
What meeting did you have before this?
It was puppets.
Yeah.
I'm struggling to look cool enough for the alternative artistic communities I am now trying to be doing business in.
That's
so you may
me.
Have noticed earlier that I was wearing an ascot.
I was going to say something about it and then took it off and I forgot.
I just needed to do permanence. Something. Something had to be done. Something had to be done.
I really liked it. I thought it was great.
It's cute, right? It's cute.
Can you put it back on? Why'd you take it off? Oh, I see.
It's quite bright.
Yeah. Are you also wearing sleeves?
And
glove sleeves?
These are arm warmers.
Oh.
Liana, I'm trying so hard. Because here's the thing. Yeah. I'm not going to get a tattoo. The fastest, most efficient thing would be for me to get more piercings and tattoos that would just tell people, hey, I'm cool.
Yeah,
I'm an artist.
Alt.
But instead, you can tell I'm at the beginning of my looking cool journey in that I'm wearing a flower scarf and arm warmers I found on the ground.
Oh, no.
But
those arm warmers are crazy to look at.
This time next month, hopefully I'll have figured things out a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what you look like.
Thank you so much.
I'm really intrigued because I know you and I know this could kind of go anywhere.
I know.
There's going to be patches.
I'm scared. Well, I'm working with what I got.
Do you know that meme that's like a mom yelling at her child and in the car? And she's like, why can't you just be normal? And the child is just screaming. I feel like that's sort of our dynamic sometimes.
That is absolutely back and forth our dynamic.
Yeah. One of us is the screaming child and one is the mother at any given time.
One of us is always the mother.
Aw. Why can't you just be normal?
Well, Liana,
that's us.
Shall we discuss the movie that we watched?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay. Shall we improvise a summary of the film Barbie in the Nutcracker?
Absolutely. Last minute, I sort of asked if you wanted to, you know.
Yes, and my phone was plugged in and I was eating peas. So I didn't.
But if you're willing.
Catch that in time.
I'd
but I'm
going to
do my best. I'm going to do my best. And if I miss anything, you just fill in.
Okay, great. I would love to hear. The reason I'm putting you on it is because I know that I've seen this one more often. So I'd like to hear it.
Great. Barbie in the Nutcracker. Barbie instructs a young idiot in the art of ballet. That child's
Kelly?
Name is Kelly. That's her sister?
Her little sister, Kelly.
Oh, that makes the hug at the end way more appropriate. Okay. Barbie is instructing her sister, Kelly.
She's teaching her
a ballet routine for an upcoming recital. No one is the right size compared to anyone else in this film.
Which is, by the way, in 2001 CGI.
Oh, beautiful. Kelly is nervous about the recital, so Barbie tells Kelly the entire story of the Nutcracker to teach her to be brave.
Yeah, she says, be brave like Clara in this version of the Nutcracker that is not in any way accurate to the actual ballet.
No. It then becomes a period piece recounting the tale of the Nutcracker. So we've got your classic Christmas Eve. Clara is given a nutcracker, this time by her aunt, which is not how it happens in the ballet.
So, girl power.
She does live with her grandfather. The nutcracker comes to life when the rats invade.
Tommy.
Drosselmeyer. And her younger brother Tommy, who is an incel. The Nutcracker comes to life when the clock strikes midnight and the rats invade along with the evil rat king. Although they call him a mouse king, but I'm going to be so real with you. Those fuckers were rats, okay? They had rat energy. Yeah. I feel like they're rats in the actual play. Oh God, there's so much. Basically, Barbie gets shrunk down to Nutcracker size and they have to go find the Sugar Plum Princess to break the curse, turn the Nutcracker back into a prince, Barbie back into a human woman, and the land, the kingdom, back into a happy place instead of a doomed, cloud-riddled area. An evil rat, who is a mouse in the film, has taken over the kingdom, and he has the assistance of a bat. Both of them are British. No one else in the movie is. There are maybe 3 ballet routines in the 80-minute production Barbie and the Nutcracker. Clara and the prince fall in love. Then she goes back home. She kind of wakes up. And
she fades away.
She fades. She does fade away. Wakes up back in her home as a human woman. And who walks through the door but a handsome young man named Eric? That's the end of the telling of the Nutcracker. And then Barbie and Kelly, who are sisters, perform apparently a perfect routine of ballet in their studio and hug. Fin. The end.
Gorgeous.
Time for us to take a break with some ads that might be relevant to your interests. We'll be right back.
Oh my gosh. That was insane.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liana, shall we discuss our phone notes on
this
film?
Please. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Overall, I enjoyed this so much. I was laughing often.
Yay!
I was having a great time.
I took so few notes, I realized, because I was just enjoying it. And also, and again, it was, it's an hour long.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
An hour 15.
Perfect length. Shorter than some episodes of Succession.
Yeah. Yeah. And you get a whole story in there. And dance. Liana, your first note, so true. so true. It is. This animation is so cursed, and that's part of the charm.
Yes.
It is charming.
You just have to, like, let yourself be taken by it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Surrender yourself.
Barbie CGI is very specific for some reason.
I love how fucked up it is, and I love that they stay on a character for too long, but that character doesn't do anything. Like, they'll stay on them for a beat to get a reaction, but they didn't animate a reaction.
Yeah.
So you're just kind of looking at a guy. The deadness in the eyes. I love it
dead
so much.
Eyes, oh. And then walk away.
Oh my God. It's so good.
So good.
The Foley sounds of everybody's feet. Oh, I'm obsessed.
You okay. Said Kelly's parents are rich as hell if she's getting private lessons from Barbie, which is this, so true.
This gorgeous dance studio. It was like one of the rehearsal rooms from Smash. Like, it was so beautiful with huge windows in a, probably New York City.
Yeah.
And gorgeous. A private ballet lesson? That is fucking expensive.
Kelly is so small compared to everything in this room.
But as somebody so who small. Grew up doing dance recitals as a child, you are famously practicing with a large group of other dancers. Because yeah. In the recital, you're all dancing together. Except one time, one of the very few boys at our dance school qualified for the world championships. And I don't have time to get into all of that. But we had a dance recital where we, like, all of us backed up in a V that split and revealed him for him to do a solo dance. And you wonder why it got to his head.
That's so funny. Wow. That is so funny.
But normally, yeah.
What do you do when you're given that moment in life?
You become an a-hole, apparently. Sorry to him. I hope he's well. Whatever. When you're a very small person, like a young person, you're dancing in a group. They're not letting a four-year-old or whatever she was do a solo dance because...
She's four years old.
She was so small, it was really hard to know.
A four-year-old.
Is that wrong?
Actually, I don't know. I guess I would have assumed she was like six. Nine.
Oh my God.
But you
okay,
know what?
I do not
I'm
know
gonna
about
be
children.
Honest. I also have no idea.
Yeah.
Liana, I simply Hello? Must discuss your next note. which is, I couldn't say no to the king. Okay, Elizabeth is a pathological liar. Elizabeth
Barbie's
Drosselmeyer,
random aunt. Or Clara's worldly, random aunt.
Clara's worldly aunt.
And it's like, we don't have any actual evidence that she's been around the world. She just wears like vaguely exotic clothing.
And she comes in and she's like, well, and then he asked me to dance. And did you say yes? I couldn't say no to the king.
And, it, you know, fair enough to her. It was so easy to lie in the past. Nobody could prove anything wrong.
Yeah. This
you
is probably
say,
the
you
first
thing you danced with the king of whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Clara's like, hey, guys. Yeah, that's so crazy. Pesto, insane. But how about if you got taken, if you got shrunk down by the rat king and then you had to find the sugar plum fairy and then turns out you were the sugar plum fairy and then you faded away from the love of your life. But then he was.
But
your
then he was there.
Aunt's friend.
I it's love just, that was their relationship. She was like, and my friend. Yeah. They didn't try at all to like weave that in.
I was walking like,
oh, my
and
friend's
I found
son.
My,
look at
friend's
my friend.
Son.
Where's his parent? Who's my friend? I don't know, but he's coming to Christmas.
Somewhere else.
Bring in the boy.
He was from somewhere exotic and whatever, but the boy was just walking around outside our house.
And you know that they freaking own land. Weirdo. Like, he had to
he
have
had
entered
to walk
the property.
Onto the, yeah.
They're That's not hilarious. Like in a suburb hopping from one backyard to another. Ooh, Sienna, you said, what household object would you prefer to be transformed into for eternity?
Is and you said the Rat King is obsessed with upcycling his enemies. Which is referencing the same thing.
He keeps being like, ah, the nutcracker, the wooden nutcracker. Time to turn him to kindling. And I'm like, he's kind of an eco-friendly villain. Like a bit.
And then he's like, what am I going to turn these insolent rats into?
Yeah.
Well, I'll make you a book end to yeah. hold my books.
Because he's like, I already have too many of these other things, so let me turn you into something practical.
Yeah.
He 100% yeah, would true. Be on the Facebook marketplace nowadays.
selling some...
exchanging his items. You know?
Selling insolent bookends.
Yeah, he's shopping selling secondhand.
Selling my defiant lawn ornaments.
Any household object for eternity. I think I might be a bed. Oh, maybe not. maybe a kettle because it's fun to scream. Like you get to just absolutely let it out every day. Yeah. What about you?
That is a really funny thing to say.
Oh. Thank you.
That is funny.
You know, some people just laugh.
What's that?
What household object would you be for eternity?
Ah, a cross.
Just kidding.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Just kidding.
What kind of cross? Like one that's on the wall or like a crucifix?
I'm kidding.
Necklace?
That would be so weird. Also kind of sacrilegious probably.
What did you just eat?
I'm so hungry and I have M&Ms.
Oh. I thought it was maybe a church cracker. What are they called?
You thought I was eating the Eucharist?
Okay.
You think I just have the Eucharist?
Do you not?
No.
You can buy them in bulk.
Why would I do that?
Do you? Okay. So you don't.
Liana, I need you to know that Catholic and Christian people and anybody who takes the Eucharist, they don't eat it because they love the taste.
Is it
it's
dipped
not
in
because
wine?
It's their favorite snack.
It's dipped in wine, right?
Not necessarily. I think
what?
I think some cultures do that.
Okay. You don't?
No.
Huh. Do you do wine
just
at all?
Just the cracker and then some wine, but during COVID they kind of stopped that.
Yeah, I mean that was mouths everywhere.
Yep, a sip, sip, sipping.
Okay.
What would I be?
Oh, gosh.
Maybe something that could just sort of watch everything all the time. Maybe a couch so I could watch TV.
Then you have to be sat on. Would you be okay with that?
It's all right.
Okay. Whatever.
Yep. Final answer. A couch so I could watch TV. For
all right, so we've got a screaming kettle and a TV watching couch.
Perfect. Liana, you've said, bats got a rockin' bod, TBH. When do we see the bats bod?
Often. Whenever its wings are out and it's gesturing,
I'm looking
you see
up.
An hourglass figure.
Pim the bat. Oh, his name is Pin?
No,
Pim. Pim the bat. I love this character, by the way.
That bat was curvaceous as hell.
Pim the curvaceous bat.
A strange addition to the story of the Nutcracker. Not yeah. featured in the ballet, I don't think.
No, but they were right to add them. Oh my gosh. Yeah, uh-huh. No, I see what you're saying.
That is a rockin' bot.
Oh my gosh.
That bat
yeah,
is some, sexy.
Some, yeah.
Just hats
nice
off.
Nice thighs.
Wow. Hats,
a snatched waist. This bat is snatched.
Sienna, you said, Liana, which character are you and why is it the British one? Which British one? Any of them is offensive, but which one?
I can't believe I bolded that. I forgot that I bolded that for you.
Which one?
Just the proper British one. The one, not
the
captain.
Not the imperialist. No! No! Sienna, he literally looked like he had just gotten back from India. From colonizing India.
Nothing about this character actually reminded me of you. It just felt really funny.
Oh my God, that's so mean. There's nothing.
I'm so sorry.
There's no one else in this movie who I could now compare you to that would be as insulting.
I'm sorry. It just felt so funny.
Oh my God, you have accused me of colonialism. at Christmas.
It's Christmas. It's,
you can't do this.
What's his name again? Barbie Nutcracker characters.
Major Mint.
Major Mint. God, that is too good. That is too good. Oh, this movie is so good. Liana, you've said that horse is grazing on nothing.
Did you see this?
No, was there a horse?
Oh my God, Marzipan slaying the day. I loved her, first of all. They animated this scene so stupidly where they get to this island and the snow clears and they're on a dirt path and there's wonderful meadows around the path, but they put the horse in the middle of the path chewing on the dirt instead of like 3 feet to the right on the grass.
That is one of those beautiful things you get from these like old CGI films.
Yeah.
Where they'll just miss it sometimes. I remember on Barbie Island Princess, she's missing eyebrows for like the final quarter of the movie.
And you Maybe they got singed off. Maybe something happened.
You just go, mwah. Thank you so much.
It's such a gift. It's to the studio. Fun. Sienna, this last note you said, why does the prince speak only in poems? What did you think of the prince?
So he's the nutcracker for most of the time.
That's right.
He is a nutcracker. I liked him.
Yeah.
There were a few times I was like, you know what? I approve of this young man.
Yeah.
Somehow the way he spoke, again, this movie decided to be serious for no reason. But the Mouse King at some point was like, you're a thought, you're still a... Nope, that's right.
Imagine if the Mouse King had been Australian. Where's the Nutcracker?
Gotta go get him. I cannot do a Tim Curry. You're still a thorn in my side.
It's deeper, isn't it?
It's deep, but
you're
I can't really get a thorn in my side. It's difficult. It's very nasal. But he says, you're still a thorn in my side. And the Nutcracker is like, and a thorn I shall remain. Or something along those lines.
It's kind of like Nicolas Cage energy.
What kind of a young man are you?
You know what I think it is? It's because he should have been British and he would have sounded normal if he was British. Yeah. But he was speaking in an American accent.
Right.
All these very flowery lines. And it sounds so stupid.
I got to be honest, though. I loved it. I approved of him. What did you think?
I was glad that he was that hot as a prince. I was going to be very frustrated because it's fucking Barbie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If she was gorgeous and then they made him just a
fucking guy. Yeah. So I loved that.
Explains, it just feels still in line that you found him, that you were like, good, this is a hot prince. And I was like, ugh.
Yes, I love that too. Well, because he really got a haunted energy the whole time.
I kind of preferred him as the Nutcracker.
That makes me always throw up. That tracks so hard. My type is him as a prince, and your type is a Nutcracker. You know the phrase, I've kissed a lot of frogs in my time?
Yeah.
You've dated a lot of Nutcrackers.
They're cute. Ugh. No. Liana, you said, if Clara hadn't been brave, she'd never have gotten her cheeks clapped by an absolute beefcake. You know what, Liana? I just want to say thank you for being you. This Christmas, I want to thank you for being you.
Thank you for clapping my cheeks. That's the moral of the story. Her reward was getting her cheeks clapped by a beefcake who waltzed through her door on Christmas.
She looks at the camera and she goes, I'm going to get my cheeks clapped by this beefcake. And then she hugs Kelly.
Yeah. It's so important to be brave.
Yeah. And that's the moral of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And Liana, your final note is, girl, point your toes. who doesn't do it?
Kelly, the tiny idiot. Her feet were flexed in that final performance. Like, yes, she got the steps right, but the form was terrible.
Hmm.
I did not expect you to have that reaction.
What do you mean? Think I would do?
Just completely flat. I don't know. Just like, aha. And then we move on.
Plie. You want to hear an ad break? Because it's a coming. You're going to hear it either way. We'll be right back.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right, which is different than empathy, yeah, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liana, shall we move on to our next segment?
Yeah.
This segment, of course, is Badges and Trages, where we give you badges.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
What just happened? Are you okay?
I don't know. When we give you badges for ballet done correctly by adults.
Yeah, the way it should be.
And trages for traditional ideas.
For women. Of gender roles.
Yes, for traditional gender roles.
Oh, I can just see myself at like a children's ballet recital. In the audience being like, this should be done by adults. This is a waste of our time. I have a badge for being 80 minutes long.
Oh, so good.
Wonderful.
I have a badge for that as well, but I'll just let you take it.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to me.
So I can give more. I have a badge for the cheeky Kellys at the beginning. With the fairies who are like, ugh.
Aw,
shaking their head and stuff. They're like messing around with the opening credits.
Yeah. I have a badge for a British rat. Because right before that, I had written, okay, insane that none of these voices are British. And then the Rat King emerged, and it was Tim Curry being like, yes, what are we going to do with this nutcracker?
Yeah, nutcracker.
And I was like, thank God.
I have a badge for Tim Curry. He is an excellent performer. We're lucky to have him.
Yeah. My next badge.
Honestly, amazing that he was in this movie also.
What a get for the film.
Yeah.
He was the name. My next badge is a badge for a British bat.
Yep. My next badge is for Pym the Bat. This character.
Man.
Yeah, smile.
Wait, no, that sounded like Tim Curry. Yeah. Kind of.
Pym was more Cockney.
Yes, sire. Yes, I will get you.
It's not working.
She's lost it, everyone. She's lost her touch.
My voices aren't working.
Oh. A badge for this mouse guard falling asleep in the background. Standing up. I've done
that. Happy. You're just happy for that.
That was the character. That's the character I would be. Is the mouse guard falling asleep standing up? Not the imperialist captain of the guard.
Okay, you can be the standing sleeping rat.
I am, thank you.
I have a badge for fairies. I love fairies.
I have a badge for Marzipan is gorgeous. I love her.
I knew you would love Marzipan.
Really?
Would you consider yourself? Yeah, yeah.
Don't say the thing you're going to say.
All right, I won't.
But you've already insulted me enough on this podcast. I, as a girl, have been on a horse, but I was never a horse girl.
I have a badge for it. These characters are actually really good.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like every character was very fun. Like, they made a fun Tim Curry Rat King, and then the Pym the Bat was like a fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Davy Jones level of British. And then I liked the Nutcracker. They did a good job constructing the characters for this movie. It was a fun watch.
Yeah, it was. It really was. A badge for good butt. You see Captain Candy's butt in this film?
I love Captain Candy.
Oh yeah. That guy was hot. His butt is so
Captain round. Candy is real. Captain Candy is so real.
He was so real for that act.
He was the realest character in the movie.
Oh, yeah. When he almost dies and he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I almost died.
Okay.
Yeah.
His whole energy was like, okay. The imperialist guy is talking about him. Major Mint is like, yeah, absolutely fuck Prince Eric. That guy fucking sucks. Awful is too subtle a word for how much this guy sucks. And Captain Candy's like, okay, well, he's my friend.
Ass like a plum. Oh my god. That was the real sugar plum.
The real sugar plum was here all along.
It's Captain Candy's dump truck.
Captain ass. Candy's caboose. My next badge is for when Barbie fades away. That really made me laugh. That, and I'll also say, like, the screen grabs from this that I would love to have is Barbie fading away. And then also all of them doing their little dances, their little CGI dances in that dance number.
Mm. Fun. A badge for the Nutcracker's wooden epaulettes. The animation of his sort of shoulder pads. The epaulettes are on, like, a soldier's uniform. If you're, like, a decorated person, those, like, fancy things with sort of tassels. But his were wooden, and they were drawn in such a way that you could see the, like, grain of the wood. And I was like, love that. Love that as a little reminder that this guy is wood.
Love that. Badge for the music, the orchestra vibe. Yeah.
Shouts out to Tchaikovsky.
I love the music from the Nutcracker.
We don't say it enough.
But then
shouts out.
Also, just having a full orchestra happen throughout a movie.
Great.
I loved it.
Fun. Badge for, okay, Slay, this prince is hot. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Badge for sisterhood, generally, even though Barbie might not actually be her sister, but she's very big sister vibes, being a know-it-all at certain points. And then at the end when they hug, and that the moral of the story is sort of like, look, Kelly, you just did the dance enough to learn how to do it. I was like, that's great. That's lovely.
Badge for myself, because early in the film I was like, I bet Clara is the sugar plum princess. And then at the end they were like, I've been the sugar plum princess all along. I was like, yep.
My final badge is for, in a very Barbie way, it is a girl power movie.
Mm-hmm.
In that they're like, Uncle Drosselmeyer, how about Aunt Drosselmeyer? And good for them. I enjoyed it.
My final
That's
badge
mostly
is
it, but.
A badge for Clara manifested Eric, and I love that. She has a dream about a hot man, and then the next day he's with her family for dinner. Hell yeah! Hell yeah, girl!
Hell yeah, Clara!
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! Yeah, it's so funny that this story that she tells to her little student is she's like, listen, let me tell you a story about when I, in my mind, get some.
It's a period piece.
And at the end of the story, the me character gets some.
Do you know what was so funny to me about that is I feel like normally when an adult is telling a child a tale, they make the child the protagonist of the tale. And in this one, she was like, nope, it's me.
It's me. Here's a story about me.
Me, Barbie. Okay, Trages.
Trages. I don't have that many trages because this was just sort of an hour long movie. That doesn't do that much. My main trage is that Captain Candy, who's like one of the only non-white characters to be in a movie at this time. Like to be in a Barbie movie kind of, you know, like they went out of their way, but then it was voiced by a white person because they just like wouldn't. They're like, what?
Yeah.
We wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Representation, you know, we already did the representing.
Mm-hmm.
It just it would have been cool, you know.
Oh, yeah. A trag for these fairy babies. I did not like them.
I wondered.
Yeah.
If they had been non-human, you probably would have been all about a character that's like, meow.
Oh, yeah. Like if that was a tiny little animal floating around, I'd be like, yes.
Yeah. I heard that noise and I thought, this is so Liana Kaur. And then I saw them because I was, I looked back at the screen and I realized it was humans.
He was a human baby. Yeah.
And I went, she's not going to like that. She's not going to like that one, bitch.
You got to cut that. She's not going
to
like that.
I tried to think of another trage because I feel like I should have more. And I said, CGI dancing is pretty funny, question mark.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the CGI of it all and whatever.
Yeah.
And also it's like Barbie. So in the ways that Barbie is like problematic with like body standard, blah, 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 things like that. But again, I'm from the generation of we were so young. We just kind of liked that she wore pretty dresses and was a doctor and stuff. Like it just wasn't it. All the things that they wanted to do with it kind of worked on my level of Barbieism. I don't know for you.
Yeah, Barbism.
It wasn't as like problematic of an experience for me, at least, and a number of people from my generation I know. But anyway, that's still part of it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's so, so beautiful.
Yeah. A trage for very little ballet.
Yes, there's very little ballet.
Every scene was going to be a ballet number, and I was so excited. And then my next trage, directly related, is a trage for this has made me actually want to go see the ballet version of the Nutcracker. And I do not support ballet.
Really?
Not in modern day, it's done a little bit better, but having learned the history of it in college, it's fucked up.
Really?
It's so fucked up. It's such a racist art form.
Yeah.
So
that just feels,
My last trage is, why does Drosselmeyer have so many fucking vases? That man has too many vases in his home.
He is just testing the children to see if they will be bad little kids that run past too fast.
But it's
just
like
there
they
to break
even,
and be disappointed.
Some of them were fully ugly. It looked like a museum hall of vases. They weren't displayed well. They didn't go together and they didn't tie into the rest of the room's aesthetic at all.
Well, they didn't really have TV back then. They didn't have TV back then, so they had to look from one vase to another.
That's it.
Well, Liana, shall we move on to our next segment?
Yeah.
This segment, you may remember, is, of course, how to pretend you've seen this film. This is for, you're in the Christmas square. You're in the city square.
Yes.
Enjoying the sounds of Christmas.
And a hot cocoa.
And holidays and winter. And you're just trying to get a hot cocoa from a hot cocoa stand.
Yes. And the Rat King comes up to you. He's not actually a rat. He just calls himself the Rat King on his Twitch.
Yeah. The Rat King. Hey, it's
hey,
me,
what's
the
up,
Rat
followers?
King.
Hey, what's up, guys? Rat King back.
I just saw Barbie Nutcracker.
From the town square.
I just had Barbie Nutcracker for the first time, and a lot of people may have seen it in their childhood and enjoy it, but I'm going to explain my particular perspective on it and ruin your childhood for you by talking about it.
In order to interrupt the interrupt Rat King's live stream, we're going to give you a few sentences you can say to pretend you've seen the film Barbie in the Nutcracker. Yes, Rat King, I've seen Barbie in the Nutcracker. It actually reminded me of a podcast called Tossed Popcorn, because the owl in the film has a real Glinda energy, as discussed on the Tossed Popcorn episode about The Wizard of Oz, where it comes down, aww, bestows wisdom, but doesn't give enough information, and then leaves. Fucks right off.
Somehow that owl reminded me of us.
Aw.
Yes, the Rat King. I have seen the Barbie in the Nutcracker. This movie is... can only be described as strangely serious in some of the ways that they decide to go about animating it. And one of the reasons for that could be because it was the first Barbie movie to be computer animated.
Wow.
Which is crazy, because that's how we think of the Barbie movies in my mind.
Yes, Rat King, I've seen Barbie in the Nutcracker. The little fairies who come out and help them get places and out of scrapes really reminded me of the sea ponies from an episode of My Little Pony that I told my friend about while incredibly high.
Oh my gosh.
When I recently saw them.
We'll have to post that.
Call upon the sea ponies when you're in distress.
Yes, the Rat King, I have seen Barbie in the Nutcracker, and you'll never guess who's in that movie, but Tim Curry, our king. Somehow, they snagged him for this film, despite most other people being random Canadians. And I apologize to them for defining their career in that way.
Rat King, I've seen Barbie in the Nutcracker. Now go away, you bungling clodhopper. And then I press play on my tape cassette, and it plays the following. Into our next segment, should you watch this, or in which we tell you if we think you should watch this movie or if you should do something else with your holiday time.
Liana, what do you think?
Oh, sure. Yeah, fuck it. Watch Barbie in the Nutcracker. Never. The Nutcracker.
The, the Nutcracker.
Barbie in the Mirror. It was fun. It was fine. If you're looking for something to do instead, you could play the score, Tchaikovsky's score from the Nutcracker, while baking a holiday treat. Perhaps a gingerbread man or a candy cane cookie. Sienna, what would you
I
say?
I love that. I think this movie is great. I would, after watching it now, I would call this movie surprisingly good. For like a little hour-long Barbie film, they did a good job. It's an enjoyable little ditty. Fun thing to put on while you're doing holiday things. If you don't want to watch that and want to watch a little more, if you want a little bit more art, ballet in your life, then there is a filmed version of the Maurice Sendak Nutcracker. It was a little bit of an earlier iteration than the one that I saw, so a few things are different, but the actual stylings and everything and the art and all the backdrops, and which are just so beautiful, and I'm really sad that I can't see it anymore. They have it on YouTube.
Oh,
so
my God.
If you're looking for an interesting Nutcracker experience this holiday season, I would recommend that one. I really love it a lot.
Yes.
Yay!
Sienna, what would you rate the film Barbie in the Nutcracker?
I'm going to give Barbie in the Nutcracker 4 CGI leaps out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. It holds up, to be honest.
Love that.
Liana, how about yourself?
I will give this movie 3.5 Fitbats out of 5. I really enjoyed so much of it. Oh my God, that pink horse. I loved that. But I was also super disappointed that there was not more dancing.
Yeah.
And there was a distressing undercurrent of colonialism.
And also, ballet.
And Belle is fucked up.
And Belle is fucked up. And
you know
it's
what?
Kind of
three
like...
Fitbats out of five. That's what I will give it.
Great. Well, Liana, we've watched Barbie and the Nutcracker. How fun! Surprisingly, not on the AFI list, but we managed to.
Yeah, weird.
Anyway. Strange.
Weird that committee of men did not put this movie on there.
Strange. Yeah, if women had been in charge, this movie would 100%
number
be
one
on the American best American films.
Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. We are all over social media at Tossed Popcorn on Instagram. Check there for a lot of fun holiday content. In Twitter, Patreon, we are at patreon.com/tossedpopcorn. If you'd like even more fun stuff from us, including deleted scenes from our episodes, we can't keep everything, so it goes on there. And join us next week when we will continue our holiday journey with the movie
Love Actually.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Thank you.
We love you.
Bye. Do, 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 do. Ba-da-da-da-da. I wish I knew any other song. That one's the best one.
You can find us on Instagram as at Sienna Jekyll and at Liana Holston. Please check the description for the spelling of our dumb names. We put out episodes every Tuesday, so make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. See you next week on Tossed Popcorn. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check the iHeartRadio app.
Once it was sort of resolved towards the end when they're like, they got rid of the enemies.
Mm-hmm.
That sentence.
What?
Yeah, that's what happened in the
you
movie.
You are right.
They
yeah
got rid of the enemies. And then...
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.